Simen Reish Nun Beis Seif Hei. The Shulchan Aruch is holding by the halachas that we learned already in the other parts of the Simen, that a person is allowed to do a melocha erev Shabbos, and the melocha finishes in Shabbos. Because he's doing it erev Shabbos, so he's allowed to. And the Shulchan Aruch is bringing a couple more cases. The main chiddush of the Simen is to say, even in the case that the melocha makes noise, and people will hear that a melocha is done on Shabbos, is allowed to lefid the mechaba because he did it erev Shabbos. And on this, the Rama will bring Yesh Oisrim, that if it's a Usha Milse, people could hear it in Shabbos, even if he does the melocha erev Shabbos and it finishes on his own in Shabbos, it's also. But in between the halachas, there's a lot of different chidushim that come out of the semen, and we'll see Kaseida. The first halacha is Mutar Lifteach Maim Legino Vem Shochim Voilchim Bechol HaShabbos. You're allowed to open water before Shabbos that will run into the garden, and it waters the garden. Mutar liftech maim legino ve nimshochim v'olchim b'chol ha-Shabbos. Zog the Mishneh Brura. Haino shepetech maim somor lechasheicha mitzvas ha-mayon sheyelchu legino le-ashkoisa. He opens the water, and it waters the plants on their own. It's mashma from this halacha that to do such a pe'ula in Shabbos will be also. It's called zereya, mashke. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is done. Lefid them, if a person has a sink and the pipe of the sink runs out of the garden, he's allowed to wash his hands in Shabbos in the sink or not? Lechura lefid this simen would be also because he's mashke in Shabbos. It's only mutter to do it erev Shabbos, but in Shabbos and also. And they bring down that the Chazanish had such a sink and he never washed his hands in Shabbos. And in Shvi'is he told him to change the pipe that will not go to the makim of the plants. And this is what they say, B'shem Abel Yashiv and Shvi'is, and all the Sifri Likutim and Shvi'is, that you have to be makpid that the pipe will not go into the field. But Reb Shlomo Zalman is matir. Some Achroinim want to say, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, you're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? He says, it's a grome, beloy nichalei, and b'meile, even though it's a psikresha, begrome, it's muta. Could be the reason in Shvi'is, maybe it's more chomor, and Shabbos is a heter of grome, much more. Melech is machshev is asro teiro. So you have to know if the one that asr in Shvi'is will asr in Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman himself is matir. He says it's not koyach rishon, it's koyach sheini, and it's grom and it's muta. Someone asked me this week back in his question, but by him he had an eitzah. The end of the pipe was a piece of cement, so the water falls into the cement, and then the cement it goes. Maybe it's a bit lighter, but for sure, a person is allowed to have a water system that waters the garden, and he opens it before Shabbos, and it goes on his own on Shabbos. They have these things that water grass. Like kind of little mamterot, they call it in Hebrew, I don't know how they call it in English. And they water the grass. You're allowed to also open them before Shabbos. Some achronim wanted to say that this makes noise, and lefid the Ramon later on, to be also. Most achronim wanted to be matter to do it in Shabbos. It's hard to know what is really the answer, if it's mutter or also. But most achronim say that it's mutter to do it in Shabbos. Shem the chazanish, when you close it, you have to, if it's a lot of pipes, you have to close all the pipes together, because if you close one of them, the other one is more pressure, and the middle you mashke in that side. The truth I heard once from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, there could be a problem when you close it. The fact is that the water starts to go down slowly, slowly, till it shuts completely. In the beginning, when it was at the full pressure, the water was hitting far away. Now the water, when you start to close it, goes a bit closer. So now you mashke this place. So Lechur could be also in Shabbos. I don't know what is the answer if you're allowed to do it. Shulchan Aruch is that another thing you're allowed to do erev Shabbos, le'aniach kilo shel refuah sheneisnim al ha'ayin, over al ha'ayin, av al pish also le'anichu b'Shabbos, gzei Hashem ayim ha'reach. But you're allowed to put it on before Shabbos. Ve'los esmuk motach ha'zakeirin, to put things to cook, kind of psamim, that the smoke goes and makes the clothes smell better. Ve'mizgamri me'aleim kol ha'Shabbos, you're allowed to. Ve'afilo ha'muk mo'munach b'klinin al mitzvah, shvis ha'skelim. And the same thing, you're allowed to pray tzairim begigis neshroisim. All these things you're allowed to do erev Shabbos. And it's nikma me'ela b'Shabbos. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot l'Amidvav. V'le'aniach, aynu av shenisho munach b'Shabbos. V'aldei ze misrape v'oilech, in the case of the kiloir, v'o adin shemuto l'aniach oz tachboishes. Ala mako erev Shabbos. Kiloir ove, de kiloir rach v'tzolu laf b'Shabbos. Gufa muto l'aniach oi kshay shomim bo idioim. She'osu shema yemareach. So the Gzeir is Shema Yemarech, not Mitzad Isur Refu in Shabbos. To do it in Shabbos is also Mitzad Gzeir Yemarech. So you're allowed to do it before Shabbos. So it's a bit chidushdik. So what is that nifke minish u misrate v'oilech m'shabes? That is not an isur b'chlal. We're not speaking about mitzad refuah b'shabes. We're talking about isur memareach. So l'chua the chidush is that it's no chashiv isur memareach. If you put it before Shabbos, so it's already there. That's a klor. V'lot is migmor levoino min epsoim neisim ala esh u'ma'ashim avgodim that she'erecham noide. V'afilu b'mugmor v'koshin ishamugmor v'mugmor ha'oretz is no shvis haskelim. V'shreisom b'shabes osu. Now the Shulchan Aruch is saying another halacha, and again from here we learn another chiddush. V'teyanim b'keres b'sabbat, you're allowed to put on the keres b'sabbat on the grapes to make grapes. You put on the big pieces of wood, mibayid yoyim, al azeisim v'anovim, v'ashemen v'ayayin ayoytzim mehem muto. Chem b'yisom v'lili shirizkim v'yoyim mutorim v'mashkim ayoytzim mehem. So the halacha is the same halacha really. You're allowed to put the big keres on the azeisim v'anovim, and me'elov, the oil and the wine will come out on Shabbos. But here we have a chiddush b'derech agav. It says you're allowed to do it mibe'od yoyim. Why mibe'od yoyim? You're allowed to do it even a second before Shabbos. Every halacha we learn, all these halachas, I'm allowed to do erev Shabbos, even that it finishes in Shabbos. So why here the halacha says that I have to do it mibe'od yoyim? But the answer is, here the Shulchan Aruch wanted to say another chiddush. Not only that you're allowed to do it, that the wine and the oil that comes out becomes muter, even this halacha. Ma'in shin yud ches will learn. Mashkim shizavu me'aleim. Is also gzeira shema yischoit. Here, violets already be by the yoyim. It's a long time already. The olives and the grapes are squashed. And the oil is coming out, and the wine is coming out. You add them to the rabbanon, you're not allowed to squeeze it stronger, that it will come out quicker. But it's only gzeira the rabbanon. It's the isur the rabbanon to squeeze it stronger. So there's no gzeira shema yischoit b'shabbos. Because even if you do it in Shabbos, it's only gzeira the rabbanon. So the chiddush of this halacha is that if you do it mibayid yoyim, so the mashkim azovim are muter. This is the hemshech. Chen zeitzim ve'anovim, sheriskim mibayid yoyim, and the halacha adds, ve'nindoichu, mutorim ha-mashkim ha-yoytzim mehem b'shabbos. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah inside. Ve'toyanim. Ve'afur le'nisrakim nisraskum mikoydem mutor litoin. Keivon shematchil ha-pa'ula koydem shetishka ha-chamo. Ach le'in yon shemen ve'yayin ha-yoytzim mehem, kosom mogen avrom, de'in mutor, rak Toyim ibayid yoyim gadol, shiyochel yisras sekoidem ha-shabes, al ditinas ha-koiro. So then you're allowed to. Ve'alken afilu sochit lu after b'shabes, leke chiyuv chatos. And this is the reason, mashkim ha-yoytzim mehem mutorim dein mokim likzer mishul schite. But, im yitin, samoch l'shki ha-mamesh, lo yisras kidem ha-shabes, osur ha-mashkim ha-yoytzim, gzer ha-shem ha-yishchoy, but, you're allowed to do it. והשם והיין היועצים מהם, פירוש אב מה שיועצים בשבס, ותסיים הלוכה, ולגזרין את שם הישחק, כמו שגוזו ממשקים שזוב ומזעיתים מהנובים, שנשרק, כמון בסימן שמחוף. תאוס, הם ישחקים חד עשים מישחק, על כן גוזרו אפילו בזוב ומעצמו. אבל הלוכה, בלויו שכבר נדרסו על די התאינה בלעב הוכי, זה מעצמו. Nor what? It's also with the Rabbonon, to say that more, על כן בזה מעצמו בשבס, שור לגמרי. And there's a reason by some of the gam, that it's mutuva. And the Rabbonon, that's not only שנשרק, but שנדויכו also. For what taka you use the oil that comes out, the grape, the wine that comes out from Boiser, it's very sour. Zakta. Anovim etchilok shem daikim moitzim mashke lidvoi boi boso. Fishu chozok v'korev le'achmitz. It's very sour, strong. So you dip with that meat. Melilois. Shibonim shenitbor kol tshaloi nizbash v'kol tzorchom. Raw kind of wheat. What do you do with the oil, the liquid that comes out? V'tenim ba'avonim v'mashke azoy metabel bohem. Again, sweet sour together. Now the Shulchan Aruch says another halacha. You're allowed to lose his chitim l'terechaim shel mayim samuch l'shabbos. You're allowed to put wheat inside of the rechaim and it will be grinding me'elav in Shabbos. Again, even in Shabbos it's the Isur deraisa to do it. The Bir Halacha is really busy. Why? How? What is the Isur exactly? I'm not doing a pe'ula. I'm putting the chitim in the rechaim atoichan it. And he says, because with B'shas Maisem, Koyach Rishon, it's a Maisem Tchine, B'Aloch declares, what a beef already. I have some wheat there, and I'm putting a second layer. But Mekomek even Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do it. But Erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to do it. Every Melocha, I'm allowed to do Erev Shabbos, and it finishes on his own in Shabbos. What is the Chiddush in this extra Aloche? We already learned this Aloche, the whole Simen. Zog de Ramo, the Chiddush of the Mechaber. V'leichashina le'ashmo asko shiyem v'shirichayim shalpleini teichnes b'Shabbos. And there's no isur v'shmo as koil. And this is the b'chamo is choylek v'yesho isrim b'rechayim b'chol mokim sheyesh lochus l'ashmo as koil. V'och inog l'katchil. And the Ramah brings down, no, but the Zashmo Askoil is not Heter, the Melochim, the Gmeres Meleo. See the Mishnah Brur. Lost his Chitim, who had been Shemuteros, the Asim, Lifter, Gamgens, and Mizgeres, Shel Amaim, Shel Deze Techim, and Rechaim, Shel Maim, Velo Shel Beim. The other Mitzuba, Shvisas Beim. So only the Rechaim, Shel Maim, you're allowed to open. But Bechol Mokim, the Ramah says that Bechol Mokim, there is a rash, is also. Kolal Bezekol Kayoite, a Mashmiya Koil. Like what? Like a washing machine. To put a washing machine on Shabbos or finish on Shabbos. A dishwasher, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. A radio, a tape recorder. I'm putting it on before Shabbos and it's on Shabbos. We see the tape recorder, the radio, Rav Shlomo Zalman has the union, but Lamai Siyasis. A fax machine that will send faxes in Shabbos could be it's also computers that will do things in Shabbos. Is that Shmo Askoil? The Usha Minister, the Ike Zilusel of Shabbos. Here's Mashab Samachil Shabbos as a. So you've got noon is more Mashma Sharoy Yachshoydo Shaoso Beshabbos. Kuma Shikos the Darki Moshe. The Ima Rechaim Shal Eino Yehudi Bevaray Shor Lata Letecho Bevayd Yoyim. What in Miskir Lein Yehudi Vima Yisrael Mosal Lein Yehudi Atvu Bevayd Yoyim. As Adam Eino Yehudi Techo Neis Beshabbos Shori Bekotzat. Lein Yehudi Adayt Nafshay Ovid Rak Shalo Yamil Yisrael Etzlo Yidem Merzi Keshluche. ולצריך פסח מותר לישראל יש אמת שם לירו שלו ישחמץ. וכן מותר, the same thing, you're allowed to put a shame that he will not steal. ובלבד של ידע ברימה בשום עסק, כמו שכל שמנו לכמון. עובר זוג דרמו, even that I asked her to make washing machine, everything that makes a noise, שום זמן declares what is the sheer of the noise. ובוקם סדי יש לו אוקל, כמו שנסבר לאל בסוי סימן ריש מבוב. הטעם דוז, זה נגמי שלבור יוייסיב קוטן מנטס, דוז יוכל לסמך הדבר הראשון שמכל הסליט על מבוא ידיעים אבל בשבס עושה ליד ואפילו אין יהודי אפילו הוא שכיר אני בירה לא אוכל בנגזר בשם נדר כמוישה דת במוקים שנוהגו להוקל אין למחיס ביודם so למה יצא? זה מחבר וזמטר איבן באושה מילצה איבן מן איזה קויל ורמו אסרס בו במוקים פסיידה יזמטר I saw one of the first me is a case of the motion of מוקים פסיידה a person has to leave מוסי שבס דחוף somewhere very emergency he doesn't have clothes ready So he puts a washing machine a second before Shabbos, and it washes Me'ilav and Shabbos. We didn't go into it, even the Moshe Lefidah Mechaba, that you're allowed to put a washing machine running before Shabbos and finishes on Shabbos. What happens if you're allowed to use the clothes in Shabbos after the washing machine finished? In the case that you could open the doors, there's no lights, the Kelim were Muktzeh of Shabbos or not. But we'll leave these Shabbos to the Simonim later of Muktzeh, what to do exactly with the clothes. The Ramah finishes one more aloch. Umuto le'amid kli mishkeru shikirim zeger merav Shabbos is to set the watch, the clock, the big clocks. Afal bishem hashmim koi lo yidi ha'ashoyet v'Shabbos. Ke'akil yoyim shedarkom le'amid imeet mo l'ayin le'kamon simen shil lamed ches. The old kind of big clocks every hour, every half an hour, every 12 hours, they made special noises. You're allowed to do it because people know that the way you set the phone, you set, I'm sorry, the clock is before Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah is medayek that to set a clock in Shabbos is an issur. You're allowed to do it before Shabbos. You're allowed to do it before Shabbos, and then it makes the noise in Shabbos. But in Shabbos you're not allowed to do it because it's an issur. What is the issur? Metakin mona. Shecholo Harav wants to say issur for Nashmo Askoil. The Pasha is an issur metakin mona. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun. Ki akul yoyidim v'lo yachshidu shemidu b'Shabbos. So the Mashal that the reason Alamon is also not because Shabbos is a noise and it's a chilul Hashem. The Chil Hashem is that people will say that he put it down on Shabbos. V'hine muchach kan, b'mele while this clock, everyone knows that it's set before, it's mutter. The also la'amidu v'Shabbos, ha'afun le'ma le'ni yudi la'amidu v'Shabbos, ka'vanos ha'shem mitzvah le'idah m'zvan krishma v'tfile gam g'tzorach yun. De'evn od yeshu v'melocha dvar tere, de'kola heter, v'lo yehuta le'ni yudi, afilu emokim mitzvah. V'ayin le'kamon. So b'shem zaman ayah b'akler, the question that comes out, Alarm clock. You're allowed to set in Shabbos or not. So Rav Shlomo Zalman first of all has to say the guy is setting it. The issur is to set a clock, a watch, because it's metakin money. But when the watch is working and you're changing the little piece that tells you when, and a mechanic alarm clock, you're allowed to change the little piece that tells you when to wake you up because it's not metakin money. It's not a tikkun money of the keli. This is the first chiddush. The man of Shlomo Zalman holds a vada, you're allowed to have it alarming and making noise in Shabbos because it's no melocha here. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos, but there's no melocha. And the fact that the watch is working, everyone knows that it's working before Shabbos. The question comes in an electric watch. Electric watch that makes noises. You're allowed to make the alarm clock to light in Shabbos or not. you have this system of the phone company. You call the company and they call you automatically. No person, it's a machine that calls you on Shabbos. It's a Usha Milsa. You're right. People know that you didn't do it now. People do it before they go to sleep. But he could have done it after Shabbos started, before he went to sleep. It's not a clock in a watch. People do ahead. So b'meile, it doesn't look like you did it in Shabbos. People know that it runs ahead. Question is how to look at an alarm clock, how to look at an electric alarm clock. This, I never got it close. What is the real psak la'alocha l'maise? Shom Zalman is mitzade that today is not a real melocha, b'meile it's mutter. Zag the Shulchan Aruch Se'if Vav. Lo yetze odom erev Shabbos samuch lechasheicho b'machtei b'yodai, if he has a needle in his hand, it's lafuk if it's stuck in a clothes, if he's not a tailor, so it's not derech yitzoy bekach. V'loi b'kul musay shem yishkach v'yetze. Aval muto lotz b'tfilin samuch lechasheicho lefi she'eno yishkachot. It's a new halacha, a person is not allowed to go samuch lechasheicho, the Bir Halacha brings like a half an hour before nacht. You're not allowed to go with something in your hand that you will forget that it's Shabbos and you will come to Melechus Tiltul. But the tefillin you're allowed to, Zog the Mishneh Berurah, it's only where it's the Rosh Hasharabim deraisa that made a gzeirah. But if it's Rosh Hasharabim derabonim like a Carmelis, Avad is no gzeirah. If it's the Eruv, for sure it's no problem. He brings down B'Shem de Goen, that it could be Somuch la Shabbos, if it's Mamash before Shabbos, then even Memokim derabonim they made a gzeirah, and it's not like all gzeirah like gzeirah. See the Mishneh Berurah inside. Not only a needle, every chayfet. He brings down Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Sharatzion the Pashut. Why dafka a needle, every chayfet? But if the Shulchan Aruch written a needle, a kulmus, he didn't write andere zachen. Shem Zaman points out the Meiri says, what is the gzeira? We'll see later, Shema Yishkach. When Avraham explains, not only will forget that he has the chayfet, then it's not a melocha. Forget that it's Shabbos. Why will forget that it's Shabbos? He sees a needle is a chol dike melocha. People do melocha chol in a needle, and mainly he will think that it's weekday. But if he's holding a sefer, he will never forget that it's Shabbos. Mainly he will never carry it. Mainly there's no gzeira. Only in a needle is a gzeira. The Ma'aser Shulchan Aruch Harav and Mishneh Berurah said every chayfet. We have to follow them. B'yodai v'vodin sheyesh li shal chayfet munach lebekisay the derech yitzor v'chay b'Shabbos v'osu lotis boy v'beisay somo lechasheicho shemiyishkar v'yaitim shetechshach. אבל מותר לא צריך שסרב עם סומבו לחשיך במחת הצחוב עלי בביגדוי מוקרים שדרך להציע בחויל. Why? That even if you go out in Shabbos, it's only a מלוכת הרבונו. מאלה גוס לגזר לגזר. ולפי זה, הידנה דלקה שסרב עם אלה קרמליס, שאורי לא צריך בחפת שביודו, היא סומבו לחשיך. ולהיה ולגזר לגזר. מי הוא לסחר בפויסקים, המחבר, המכלול, גם בזמן הזה, כשסרב עם די רייסי. כמו שמוך בסימן, שין ממחס. Sorry, שין ממהי. זה לפי מה שקוסב אגרו בביורי אוסר סומר לשקיע, ממש אפילו לקרמליס. שמישכר וייצא, היינו שאישכר וייצא יסחפת משתך של משוס ולשוס. או יעבירנו דל נעמס בשוסר רבים. But then filling you out, why? So now here's the shayla. The Magen Avraham says like this. The gzeira is not that you will forget the chayfet, then it's not called the melochet. So what is the gzeira? That you forget that it's Shabbos. So why in filling will not forget that it's Shabbos? Other memashmish, the filling bechal shol, how you will forget, why will not forget that it's Shabbos? So this the Mishneh Berurah Sif Kot Nun Dalet is a richus to try to answer this problem. It's a very big problem. Machzor Shekel is marich of them. Mishneh Berurah is like this. Now he remembers it very soon in Shabbos. No vos. Now he will not remember the chayfetz. Later he will remember the chayfetz. He will not remember Shabbos. And tefillin he remembers the chayfetz now. So he will take it out before Shabbos. But maybe he will not carry it. So Matan Zach to go out with tefillin in their hands. Like the Mishneh Berurah, he will forget about the chayfetz. Then he will forget about Shabbos. Over here, he remembers the tefillin, so he will take them off, and now he remembers Shabbos, and maybe he will not carry it. Nun Dalet. Ratzalema betfilin sheberoyshe. Velegazrin Hashem yishkach min esalka mashich hashicha v'yitztorich oz lefanoisim v'yasirim el atzmoim, and then yasirim arba'am v'shusorabim. Fishem istoma en hashicham beroyshe, shemitzu lemashmash bohem. Vatsu lasiach daite mehem. אבל אם הולכת ביודעי עושה לא עושה בהם סומו לחשייך כמשאר חפוצים. זה מסיח דייטה וישכח ויוציא. משחשייך משוס דרשוס יעבירן עד על הדמס. פרגלם שמזל מנויר בך, so why if it's a איסור לא צייס בערב שבס ודחיפס in our hand, why people go to shul with a siddur in a place that is no עירוב is די רייסה. או לפי דגוין סומו לחשייך אין הקרמליס. זה איסוד רבונו שמישכח וייצא וצורך חיות. And Mishnah Halacha wants the answer that the gzeira is only a person is going for a walk, stand the tire with a chayfet. But if a person is going to shul with a siddur and he's planning to put the siddur in shul, it's no gzeira the rabbanah shemishka v'yaisa. I don't know why there's no gzera, that maybe someone will hold out, meet him in the way and will shmooze them and then he will carry out the chvestish. He says if he's going to shul, he's going to bring food to his grandparents. It's not gzera shema yishkach. It's a chidush la'aloche. The maisa, we never saw people that makvid on it so much. The aloche later brings down a person is machshich, he comes out of Shabbos, with his horse, what to do. Ah, he's carrying chafotzim erev Shabbos, but he's like, tell me to put it down. B'chai gavna, it's not gzeir. Seif Zayin. Mitzvah lemashmesh odom bekeilo be'erev Shabbos somuch lachasheicho. Shelo yiyeh bohem shum dobor she'osu lotes bohe b'Shabbos. Shechonor brings down the din of Hanani yechayev odom lemashmesh b'godo be'erev Shabbos im chasheicho shema yishkach v'yeitze. Not only is osu lotes, is a chiv mishmush erev Shabbos. Mokim that is no eru when it's a day reise, it's posh, it's a chiv mishmush. Mokim that is a eru, that is only the rabbonon, the primigodim says that it's, Mishnebu says, even that it's only the rabbonon, so the chuz a gzere le gzere, or mekono kim kevin she'efshar bekal, to fix it, to check, he can live ruah, so he has to be mashmush. Mishnebu adds that it's another reason, even the case that it's a eru, gzere shema is mukse, and the pashtus, but Mishabur added Muktzah not only in the place that is Exeris Tiltus, so already he was metakin also from Muktzah. But a person, even in the same time, the Eruv, he has the Chiyuv Lemashash Bekisoy, there is no Muktzah. Now you have to know exactly what is the Chiyuv Lemashash? Shema Yishka Vyeitze. He will not know that he has this stuff. Mechatesi is Eivere Yisru Bichlal. So maybe the Exeris is that he will put his hands in the middle and then he will feel it, or he will realize in the middle. Al Mikol Mokim is a Chayav Lemashash Shema Yishka Vyeitze. What's in the Mishnebur? Bekeilo, bevgodo bechol mokim shedarke lishtamesh, kum kisim atfurim, o bechagur mokim sheminim laniach b'terech rafotim. Shema yesh me yitzidobo v'yitzir lo shusur rabim. Shema yesh me dvar mukce v'yitzatelano b'shabes. Beraloch eshtelf, nishtig mora shteit, chayev odom lemashmesh kisli b'erev Shabbos. Here it says, mitzvah lemashmesh. Only a mitzvah. The Beraloch wants to say in the beginning like this. It can't be a chiyuv. It's a isur lotzis erev Shabbos. But when he's in his house, and he's not planning to lotzis, it's also chiyuv mishmush. So it's a isur lotzis. If anyway he has to check, what is this isur lotzis? If he has to check his clothes anyways. But for sure it's not muach, but it's totally ha beha. Because you could have said that the made a gzera that you have to check shema yishkach v'yeitze. But when he's holding it in his hands already, then he will not forget that it's Shabbos. The Bir Halacha Mikol Mokim says that this is the reason Shechonor said it's only a mitzvah, because in Shabbos alone, then is the Isur the Rabban, here's only a mitzvah. If you're going, maybe Erev Shabbos is Take Gzeir the Rabban, and Samuch L'Hasheicho, then it's really Chiyub Dike. Kol Mokim is a Chiyub to check your clothes, and there's nothing inside, Shema Yishkach V'yeitze. Zog the Mishnah Bura Sif Kotten Nunvav, Nire Dehu Adin B'Shabbos, אם הוא רואה את הלוטס חוץ לעיר, והוא רואה גילוטס בכיסי דובר עמותו לטלטל, שצורך למשמש תחילו, it means like this. You also have to check in Shabbos, for sure, you have to check ערב Shabbos, for sure you have to check in Shabbos. No, you're living in a מוקם שיש עיר. So you don't have to check. I have to check for מוקצה, although you don't have to check, or even if you have to check for מוקצה, you checked already for מוקצה. But it's the עירוב now. So you're allowed to have things in your pocket, and now you want to leave the place of the עירוב, even in Shabbos, it's a חיוב to check. So you know that the חיוב is not only in ערב Shabbos, מחיר, even in Shabbos, you have a chiyuv to check for it. Zag b'chazanish, b'shemazamana yabach, lefi dem. So if it's an isur, in Shabbos is also a chiyuv, so if a person is in a place that is no eruv, he's also to put things in his pocket. Rebbe Chel Yehuda Levkovich said that he saw the chazanish never put his tissues inside his pockets in Shabbos. And the handkerchief in Shabbos. If it's a chiyuv, mishma is a chiyuv, isur to put it inside. If it's the Eruv and you only mach me not to be same on the Eruv, maybe it's a cooler. But then for sure you have to check your pockets when you go out. I'm a supek, a person now that knows this chazanish. So l'chua, every time when he goes out in Shabbos, he doesn't have to check again. There's mashin shabur, he checked before. The people that devout today don't know the chazanish. And I see people put things in pockets. For sure they have to check their pockets every time until they get used to the chazanish, not before they go out. Shemazal Eber says if a person has a tishbeket shel amasho and during the Suda Shabbos he wears a Suda tishbeket shel, during the packet is allowed to put stuff because during he never goes out if he goes out with his tishbeket shel. So the same problem to put things in that packet in Shabbos. Now, the Minchas Shabbos brings down to clean your packets completely, there'll be not even crumbs because maybe you'll be carrying the crumbs. Shemazal Eberbach wants to say the crumbs are bottled to the packet to the person, food in between the teeth is bottled. What you have to check is not for crumbs. You have to check a mushroom on the shoe. If you have like a little piece of stone, a little stone that disturbs you, this is not bottle. And even the mail, this you have to take out. I don't know if you have to check for it, but for sure if you feel it, you have to take it out, because this is called Tiltul B'Shabbos.
Shalom. Kol HaLashon מפיצה תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ ובהגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.